Samson's wrong marriage. After his victory, the Israelites made Samson judge, and he ruled Israel for 20 years. But Samson had transgressed the command of God by taking a wife from the Philistines, and again he ventured among them, now his deadly enemies, in the indulgence of unlawful passion. Trusting to his great strength, he went to Gaza to visit a harlot. The inhabitants of the city learned of his presence and were eager for revenge. Their enemy was shut safely within the walls of the most strongly fortified of their cities. They felt sure of their prey, and only waited till morning to complete their triumph. At midnight, the accusing voice of conscience filled Samson with remorse as he remembered that he had broken his vow as a Nazarite. But God's mercy had not forsaken him. His prodigious strength again served to deliver him. Going to the city gate, he wrenched it from its place and carried it to the top of a hill on the way to Hebron. He did not again venture among the Philistines but continued to seek those sensuous pleasures that were luring him to ruin. He loved a woman in the valley of Sork, not far from his birthplace. Her name was Delilah, the consumer. Sork's vineyards also had a temptation for the wavering Nazarite, who had already indulged in the use of wine, thus breaking another tie that bound him to purity and to God. The Philistines determined, through Delilah, to accomplish his ruin. They dared not attempt to seize him while in possession of his great strength, but it was their purpose to learn the secret of his power. They therefore bribed Delilah to discover and reveal it.